Blog Talk Radio.
We're
so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act, yeah. Cause you've never been held down before. I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want you to live from this on.
To every word I say, every word I say.
Ain't no stopping us now.
And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our show together, gonna polish up our act, well. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in.
God bless you tonight. This is Father of Ancestors. I want to say to you tonight, we are praying for those in Texas, those grandma's kids that were shot and killed in Texas today. And I want to say this, Revelation 16, and Revelation 16 said, behold, I bring new things. Matthew 6, 33, seek first the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God. Don't forget, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. $1 trillion flow, financial blessing, money, miracle, book, Exodus 14, 14. I want to say to you tonight as we move into what's happening, I'm praying for those mothers lost kids 10, 11 years old. But what I want to say to you is a revolution taking place in America. Stop the killing, save the baby. I prophesied that there will be other killings in schools until Congress, until the Republicans stop selling these rifles, these assault weapons that's used in the war. Dr. King said Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Florida, and Texas is the people that run in those have not given over to help black people, or people of color, or Native American people. The Native American people, black people that been here, they Native Americans, have not happened. Tonight, and because of what our ancestors I say, we're getting ready to go into Memorial Day. So many fought in Vietnam, and so many died upholding this country. So many died fighting for justice and equality. Black, white, brown, women's, and men's. What we're saying, the ballot or the bullet? And right now we see the bullet, but what about the ballot? Innocent people at top store were killed because of the color of their skin. Innocent babies going to school trying to get it was killed by a sick, started young man that could walk in the store and buy assault rifle. And ain't nobody held accountable. Let me tell you who accountable. The Republican Party, the Democrat Party, those kinsmen is directly in fault of the killing. The gun lobbies. Nowhere in the world more killing go on than what happened in America. The killings in Chicago, the killings in Detroit, California, Minnesota, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, the killing. Some black on black, some white on white. Something got to be done. The people have to rise up and say enough is enough. Dr. King said that if we don't get this together, we will destroy ourselves. The bombs. Russian got a big bomb. America got a big bomb. Germany got a big bomb. Violence is not the answer. The answer is love. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in. I'm going to pray tonight for those mothers that lost their child because of evil. The Bible says, fret not thyself of evildoers as soon as we come down. So we're dealing with evil at the highest level. We're dealing with warlocks and witches. We deal with money changers. I want to pray tonight for you, you and you. In St. Luke, he said, behold, I give you a new thing. We are dealing with a revolution. The revolution change coming. I think Sam Cooke said there's a change going to come. Bob Marley said, keep up the fight. Dr. King said, hold on, change gonna come. Malcolm X said, by any means necessary. Marcus Garvey said, let's get together and let's leave America. And I would have said to Marcus Garvey, can't leave mom and daddy, sister and brother. Our ancestors built America. They built New York. They built Wall Street. They built Alabama, Mississippi, and Georgia in the cotton field, the tobacco field, sugarcane field. Can't leave. We are the original black Americans. So I want you to get out of your mind. Where are you leaving to? You're already here. Let's make this work. As I go to our ancestors, I got some things to say. Sister Amilta lost your brother, and as he come to me today, I share. Reese saying, "Tell Mama I'm sorry. Tell Amilta I made a mistake. I share. But I won't. Okay, Reese, what you want to say to your mama?" Freddie Taylor, your son, said he's apologizing. You don't have to say what happened. He knows that you know. Amilta, he said, you know what happened. I made a mistake. And they come to get me, so I had to go. I say. Tell the whole family I love them. And Reese, what you want to say? Bishop, get the word out that all is well. Let Amilta stop crying. I'm a big boy now. And she know we discussed it. And Amilta, I'm sorry I didn't tell you the truth. I just couldn't tell you what the doctor told me. And you don't have to research. Sit by your bedside and look at you and smile. And I want you and Sam to know that all is well. And I came to Mama with Freddie, and she knows I had made that move. I say. I want to say that to you. April, I'm picking up your niece. Do what I said, April. I love you. I love my family. I was getting out of that situation, but I want you to know I'm there with you every day. And I want to tell you what happened didn't supposed to happen, but the angel was there and I had to go. And you're going to find out, okay, thank you, what you want to tell April and the family. Tell Mama and Grandma and the family I'm all right. But April, I want you to do what we sat down, what we talked about, do that. And don't let nobody change what I wanted to do, I say. And I'm talking to April, family member, the young lady just lost her life. I say. It's a dark side to this man, April. And I just want you to know that. And I had to go because it was time for me to go because I made some mistakes. And the spirit come and told me I shouldn't have, but I was caught up in it. And I was tricked and fooled. But all is well. I love you. I'm kissing you on the jaw. Tell Mama that everything all right. Tell Grandma. Tell all the aunties. I love them all. I say. Thank you. I want to say it to you. I'm looking in the spirit world now. Bertha, Mary wants you to know tonight that it seemed like it's a death coming. And she said this might be one of the family members. They ain't telling what's wrong with them, but it'll come out. I say. And she don't want you to worry and don't want Pearl to worry. And say so you can't tell some people some things because they fit in their way. Bertha, what you want to say, I'm proud of all of my great grandchildren. And the next child is coming out of your family tree, Mary. So the next baby going to be born, going to be one of your sons or your daughter having another child. And she's smiling. She got a nice print dress on. And I say. Tell Pearl that I want her to loosen up and enjoy her life because she earned it, I say. And don't deal with the negative. Deal with the positive. Thank you. Jerry William, your father and mother standing together, smiling, saying that, Jerry, we respect what you have did, and don't worry, all is well. And your wife, mother, she come in and smiling at you and your wife, saying, you are a hell of a man, Jerry. And she's saying that this is your wife, mother. And she said, you are what she wanted her daughter to have, you, because you're so nice and you so understanding. I said, and tell her all this. And tell my daughter, Jerry, don't be stretched. Don't let nothing stretch her out. I say. I'm going to leave that alone. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm going to Rosie. Rosie, thank you, kind spirit. And you want, thank you. You want Emma to take a positive role and begin to do something with her life. And begin to grow up. And she and Celestine, she called Celestine. Rosie said, Celestine know better. She know, but God will give her, and she wants you to get closer to God. And she said, Bishop, Celestine got a gift, but she done, her gift has been burnt out because she ain't did the right thing. Apologize, repent to God in these last years, be happy. I'm going now to Inez Parker, Roe and Nelvin Parker. I'm glad, Chelsea, I'm glad that you have woke up out of the nightmare, because everything now is on the way. Right now, I decree, this is Nelvin, I decree the house that you're looking for, and I decree a great financial blessing for you where you can do what you want to do to help people. Because my mom and daddy always be around you sometimes. When you go to the altar, she told me to tell you to do something special. And I got to tell you, I can't tell you over the air, but Mr. Roe Parker and Nelvin Parker, okay, Booney, here go Booney, laughing, and they really look up to you because you're the only one got connection to the family spiritually. Your father, and your father say always don't forget him with water and flowers. And when you bring it to your altar, it's gonna work. And he's giving me something for you to do. Thank you, Tansy. As I cross over tonight, I want to tell you that all is well tonight. Exodus 14:14, step back and let God fight your battle. I want to tell you, Dr. Christian, your ancestor come to tell you, make good where you're at. Don't worry, because you can come a better person, that what you think is harsh is for you to begin your organization for battered women. So begin to work on your plan, because this is just a stop to slow you down where you can work and do what you need to do. And all the evil that was sent to you gonna be turned around. I wanna vote to you, thank you, kind spirit. I wanna go to you, Lisa. As I go in the spirit world, Lisa, I see your auntie telling your mother, don't let nothing stretch her out. And she apologizing, these sisters talking. I apologize to her, and she know why I'm apologizing to her, okay? And something happened with Mama a long time ago with me and her, and I want to apologize because I was wrong. Thank you. That's your auntie. Lisa, your father is sitting in the chair, and he's really got a, I really got a white shirt. I don't know what this got on, but he's comfortable. And he said that all the stuff that been tied up, and he's showing me that there's a loss of phony papers, the loss of, okay, what you saying, tell Lisa, check everything over and over, because a loss of the cost is not, that cost is being inflated, okay? Don't worry about your sister, because she's going to have to repent to you because of the stuff that I seen that her mama and family members did. I can see I'm in the spirit realm now. I want to apologize to your mother, Lisa, and she knows why I'm apologizing to her. I'm very sorry, and I want her to forgive me, And I want you to stay doing what you're doing. All is well, I'm in the spirit world tonight. When I'm in the spirit world, I'm bringing things forth in the spirit world. I'm bringing things out that I see in the spirit world. If I go to Speedway with Dr. King and some of the ancestors is telling us that it's a loss going on, and we have to stay focused in order to get what we want. And as we stay focused, things gonna open up. So I want to say to you tonight, I say, that I want to tell you, Jimmy. Jimmy, you asked the question. I got the question in your text me. And you want to know where your daughter get over her sickness. I feel that her mother in the spirit and grandmother with her, and her breathing will get better. And I want to know, I'm in the spirit world now. I'm going to go down to Mississippi. Next, you have to change your diet. And as the lady comes, this your mother and your auntie, saying you got to change your diet in order to be healed. And you don't need a loss of surgery. You just need to change what you're eating, what you're drinking, and get away from a loss of stress. 91:41, I'm talking to you tonight. The scripture they gave me for you is Psalm 63 and Psalms 30, Psalm 78, and Psalm 44. Thank you, kind of fear. I share. Ann come up, and Ann said, Bishop, tell both of my daughters, I want them to talk to each other more, and I want them to know some of the things that happening is not of God. And I want Kit to read Psalms 33, and I want her to read Psalms 14, because some things got to be corrected. I should. And as it corrected, doors will open up for you. I want to tell you tonight, I want you to read, Mary, Psalm 55, 94, and 52. I say. It seemed like that this month, Bright Star, your mother come to me and told me to tell you, stop pushing. What you want to say to her? The spirit of Malik, your son in the spirit, and he come to you and stand by your bedside. So Bishop, tell her to slow down. It's going to get done, but you can't do it all by herself. There's a lady, Bright Star. This ain't your mother. But this lady got a whole Indian, got a feather, and she with a leather suit on, she come and stand there, and she pointed to a buffalo. And this buffalo is a spiritual guide, I say for you. And as I look, I see this man with the beard, Bright Star, and he got two lions. He got the change of two lions in his hand. He's holding the lion. I don't know if tigers or lions, but he's holding them. And as he sat on the throne, they sat beside him. And he gave me a word for you. And the word he's telling me, showing me, water. And when you go to a body of water, it's some way that you're gonna see him, or you're gonna feel his spirit coming to you. I say. So that's what happened to you. Now, as I get in the spirit world, I say. As I get in the spirit world, I see that happening. I'm picking up very strong. I'm praying. Them kids crying, Mama. They don't know what happened. They're in the spirit realm. The angels got them. They don't know. But I'm telling you tonight, I say, as I look in the spirit realm, this door's been opened and door's been closed. And that's doors being opened up to give you knowledge and wisdom. Okay? So that's some of the stuff that happened. Marilyn, I want to tell you about Teresa. And Teresa told me to tell you that every door that's been closed will open up for you, but you got to leave from where you at. She wants you to leave North Carolina, and she said she wants you to go to Tennessee and see about the land, and seem like somebody doing something to it. So you need to go see about the property, this family property. I say. Now, I'm going to pray tonight for the families. You know, I had picked up earlier in the year about a mass shooting in a school. I think I said it on there. But as I prophesied, now let me get a little prophecy tonight. There will be floods back to back. There will be hurricanes. I see seven hurricanes coming to Florida, the coast, all the way up to Birmingham and all in that area. And the people that's on the coast, they got to move inland, down in Gulfport, down in New Orleans, some part of Texas, around that water. This is going to come certain like that mass tornadoes in the Midwest. And it's just out of the sky. These are the things that happen, but God is still in control. I want to say this tonight. Congress, the Republicans, and Democrats have to come together and pass a bill that selling these guns. And I want to say this tonight. I'm going to prophesy this. The people going to shut the gun factory in the lobby, making trillions of dollars on the back and the blood of children, black, white, and brown. So the Bible said that should not commit a murder, and murder is going on. More killing going on in the United States than any country in the world. If more killing happens here than anywhere, because we are so free with the guns, the assault rifles. What are 18-year-olds doing to walk in the store and come out with two assault rifles? Something happened with that picture. It's sadness in the land. Psalms 95, Psalm 41, and Psalm 81. I'm speaking to you tonight. Could have been your daughter, could have been your son. With the virus, the monkey pop, directly because of homosexuality. God trying to get your attention? He said, man and woman, huh? And he said, be fruitful and multiply. Is God trying to get your attention? Back-to-back floods, back-to-back storms, fire. How does fire start? Lightning. Where lightning come from? Come from the element. Man can't stop that. Until we repent. Change God's mind. The only way to change God's mind is to repent. This is Crossover to Ancestors tonight. I hope I said something to touch you. I want to tell you, Mother Frances, I see Carrie sitting at your table down in Algiers. And not only her, I see about five different spirits sitting at that outside table, and they're just smiling. And it's going to be successful. I say. Now, I want to tell you tonight as I cross over, I see things happening quick, fast, and in a hurry. Doors closed will be opened up. And it's a demonic spirit that's taking people out. The drug addiction. The alcohol addiction. The devil said, oh, you can't stop. The devil said, you got to have that dope. You know, when I first opened up, Reese came to me and apologized to his mama and his sister. He's in the spirit room. He said, he told him he had stopped. He said, I lied, Bishop, and I want forgiveness. Thank you, Karen. I share. I'm going to tell you, all is well. And I want to tell you, every door closed tonight I see. The ancestors will open them up. Thank you, kind spirit. I'm glad that I went in the spirit realm tonight. I got some good information from the spirit realm tonight. And that information was good. I say. East, West, and Arkansas. When I was beating the drum, going in the spirit realm, I told you I seen a disaster, but I want to see the answer just showed me about a fire. I don't know, is it in another country, but I see people jumping out the window. And I see this fire engulfing this building. I say. They didn't tell me, they just showed it to me like a flash. Sometimes it comes to you in dreams and flashes. That's what the spirit show you. And we're dealing tonight with the spirit realm. And I want, now if you got a spirit person that you want to contact, we're going into tomorrow day, and I'm going to be praying for those in the spirit realm, because I pick up so many guys in uniform, so many bodies being lost, and they're coming back. They're trying to make it home. And when they get back over here, they see so much of chaos and the evil, the Vietnam War, the Korean War, World War II, all the wars, them people died, they trying to make it back to this country because this is the country they died for. This is what they died for, Sheriff. I know you don't understand this. When I go in the spirit world, it's full. When I go in the spirit world right now, I can see so many people just coming in. They got to be judged or whatever got to happen. And I can see people just, they want to come and talk to me to tell somebody. I don't know who this is. She keep in my ear telling me, tell Jerry I'm all right and tell Pat that don't worry. And his young lady said, Mama been looking for me, but my spirit, okay, I say, talk to me. Give me your name, I say. Ruth. And I'm in another state. They carried me from Chicago and carried me to another state. I'm in a field, cornfield or something. Thank you, kind spirit. Leave that alone. I pick up all kind of spirits tonight because there's a lock out there. I got the black stone. I'm moving to black stone. I invoke the spirit of Raphael, the healing angel tonight. I invoke the spirit of Gabriel, who take care of the graveyard. I invoke the spirit of Metatron, who master all angels. I say. Michael, Archangel Michael, fight all the evil, and I see people need that evil move out the way. I want to tell you, when I see your father sitting in the chair, at least he's saying, he patting his feet, so don't worry, and smiling. And whatever he's saying, it's already coming to a head. Thank you, kind spirit. I see that. I'm picking up Joe. Joe, what? I'm picking up your wife. And she wants you to get what you get, but she said that spell of alcohol was put on you at a young age. Somebody did something. And it had to be, Bishop, it got to be moved off in a certain way. Okay. Give me the information. I say. Thank you, kind spirit. Something about Bell. I don't know who that is. Bell Henry saying that he apologized because he wasn't there for the family. I say. So that opened it up for you. Things are working in your behalf. I see. Let me get back. I got to look in the spirit realm tonight. Father God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Father God, we come for a healing tonight. Father God, we come for a deliverance. Father God, we come for you to touch every man, every woman tonight as we get ready. We know that you're able to do anything but fail. There's no failure in you. And we ask you to touch, heal, and deliver in your name. In the name of the Almighty, touch, heal, and deliver right now. Somebody needs a touch tonight. And I want to let you know tonight as I pray for you, Ashay. Father God, the God, Abraham, I want to go to you right now. You're depressed. But God knows the element. And I'm praying for you. Every letter, every telephone call, those that write me, those that send a donation, those, God, Lord, hallelujah. Somebody lost their son, lost their daughter, lost their mother. The heart attack, the stroke. Father God, right now, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, touch that wayward boy, that wayward girl, that husband, that wife. God, be a strength, because you know all about it. I'm praying right now for those mothers, their sons, their babies, gone because of evil. Lord, we need you right now. We need you in every home. We need you right now. God, yes, you to touch right now. Somebody, Lord, need a breakthrough. Somebody tonight need to lift their hands up and declare the healing. Oh. That left arm is all right. That right arm is all right. That back. He knows your name. He knows all about you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I say, our ancestors. I say, our ancestors. In the name of the Almighty God, touch that man, touch that woman. I'm praying for you, very special. I want you to know, April, all is well. Yo, niece want to let you know, do what y'all talked about. I say. It's a dark side, but out of that darkness, lightning, light gonna come. So hold your head up, and Adrian, I want you to be able to be the spark for the rest of the family. Stop crying, wipe your eyes, and be joyful. The blessing, glory, hallelujah, coming quick, fast, and early. Sherry Henrietta told me to tell you, slow down and rest. You can't worry about grown folks. Henrietta told me to tell you and tell Carolyn, y'all come together. Don't work yourself to death because money don't mean nothing. Come together. Essie, the spirit of Henrietta told me to tell you, stop being upset. I say. The new baby coming in. The new baby, is coming in your family. I say. Thank you, God. I'm praying for you tonight. Sam, all is well. And I want to tell you tonight, I'm praying much for you. I know, Freddie, you're upset, but God know best. Reese was tired, and he had went overboard, but he wants you to know He's all right, and he's smiling. He's the bishop. Tell him I'm smiling. I say. Dan, I hear you.
You know me.
Everything gonna work out. Thank you, Thanks, Spirit. I don't know why I'm seeing a door open up and everything's gonna be all right. God, as Lisa always said, God got me. East, west, north, and south. When you can put that in your spirit, all that the devil got is stored up for the righteous. You got to say, I'm the righteous of God. And whatever you need, God's going to give it to you tonight. Whatever you want, God's going to give it to you. God bless you tonight. I say. Don't forget, if you got a need, plant a seed, go to my website, dustseedabrahamgillisite.com, or write me, post office box 289097, Chicago, Illinois, 66628. I want to let you know when I cross over, all is well. There's so many people around me tonight, and it's so much sorrow. I got to pray again. Father God, take the sorrow out of their heart. Father God, touch the man, touch the woman. Touch the woman that lost her son, lost her little baby. Father God, touch, I can feel them crying right now in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Touch right now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Touch right now. God, I know that you're able to touch right now in a mighty way. In the name of Jesus.
Freedom meaningful.
It was something like keeping a person in prison for a number of years and suddenly discovering that that person is not guilty of the crime for which he was convicted. And just go up to him and say, now you're free. But you don't give him any bus fare to get to town. You don't give him any money to get some clothes to put on his back or to get on his feet again in life. Every code of jurisprudence would rise up against this. And yet this is the very thing that our nation did to the black man. It simply said, you're free. And it left them there penniless, illiterate, not knowing what to do. And the irony of it all is that at the same time, the nation failed to do anything for the black man. Through an act of Congress, it was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did it the land, it built land-grant colleges to teach them how to farm. Not only that, it provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, years unfold, but it provided low interest rates so that they could mechanize our farms. And to this day, thousands of these very persons are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies every year not to fall. And these are so often the very people who tell Negroes that they must lift themselves by their own bootstraps. It's all right to tell a man to lift himself by his own bootstraps, but it is a cruel jest to say to a bootless man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. We must come to see that the roots of racism are very deep in our country. And there must be something positive and massive in order to get rid of all of the effects of racism and the tragedies of racial injustice. And that is another thing closely related to racism that I would like to mention as another challenge. We are challenged to rid our nation and the world of poverty. Like a monstrous octopus, poverty spreads its nagging, prehensile tentacles into hamlets and villages all over our world. Two-thirds of the peoples of the world go to bed hungry at night. They are ill-housed, they are ill-nourished, they are shabbily clad. I've seen it in Latin America, I've seen it in Africa. I've seen this poverty in Asia. I remember some years ago, Mrs. King and I journeyed to that great country known as India. I never will forget the experience. It was a marvelous experience to meet and talk with the great leaders of India, to meet and talk with and speak to thousands and thousands of people all over that vast country. These experiences will remain dear to me as long as the courts of memory shall live. But I say to you this morning, my friends, there were those depressing moments. How can one avoid being depressed?
I see firsthand every single thing just how important mental health services are. When you ran for governor, she increased success despite to expand those services.
How can one avoid being depressed? When he sees with his own eyes God's children sleeping on the sidewalks at night. In Bombay, more than 1 million people sleep on the sidewalks every night. In Calcutta, more than 600,000 sleep on the sidewalks every night. They have no beds to sleep in. They have no houses to go in. How could one avoid being depressed? But he discovers that out of India's population, and 500 million people, some 480 million.
Every now and then I just want to
make an annual income of less than $90 a year.
About that day,
we have never seen
what is life's final common denominator. That's something we call death. We all think about it, and every now and then I think about my own death, and I think about my own funeral, and I don't think of it in a morbid sense. Every now and then I ask myself, what is it that I would want to say? And I leave the word to you this morning. If any of you are around when I have to leave my day, I don't want a long funeral. And it's good for you to just tell them not to talk to me. Every now and then I wonder what I want them to say. Tell them not to mention that I have a Nobel Peace Prize. That isn't important. Tell them not to mention that I have 300 or 400 other awards. That's not important. Tell them not to mention where I went to school. I'd like somebody to mention that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to give his life. I'd like for somebody to say that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to love somebody. I want you to say that day that I tried to be right on the walk. I want you to be able to say that day that I did try to feed the hungry. I want you to be able to say that day that I did try in my life to call those who were naked. I want you to say on that day that I did try in my life to visit those who were in prison. I want you to say that I tried to love and serve humanity. Yes, if you want to say that I was a drum major. Say that I was a drum major for justice. Say that I was a drum major for peace. Major for righteousness. And all of the other shallow things will not matter. I won't have any money to leave behind. I won't have the fine and luxurious things of life to leave behind. But I just want to leave a committed life behind. And that's all I want to say. If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word of song, if I can show somebody he's traveling wrong, then my living will not be in vain. If I can do my duty as a Christian, or if I can bring salvation to a world on the road, if I can spread the message as the master, then my living will not be in vain. Yes, Jesus, I want to be on your right or your left side. Not for any selfish reason. I want to be on your right, on your left side, not in time to fall. I just want to be there in love and in